The following is a presentation of the Dirt Track Channel.
Tonight, the DirtTrackChannel.com brings you big block modified action from the PenCan Speedway. It's round three of the Race of Champions Dirt Modified Tour. Matt Shepard was the winner in the opening round at Sealands Grove, and Tim McCready won the Victoria 200. Who will be victorious in the Clash of the Cans 60-lap feature event? That's coming up next here on the DirtTrackChannel.com. Tonight's broadcast is brought to you by Moe's Gold Polish. Fast clean, fast shine, fast polish. Penske Racing Shocks, the competitive advantage of champions. Rod End Supply, they don't just sell them, they race them. And the New Hampshire Motor Speedway, great seats still available for the NASCAR weekend, June 25th through the 27th.
Hello, race fans. It's Jerry Gappens of New Hampshire Motor Speedway, and we've got the biggest show in racing coming. It's NASCAR. They're back at New Hampshire Motor Speedway. The big show is coming to New Hampshire Motor Speedway, June 24th through the 27th. Tickets start at only $39. Three-day mega tickets are available for only $99. Call 603-783-4931 or go online at nhms.com. Don't miss the show.
Back here at the PenCan Speedway on a beautiful Tuesday night. Time to go with the first of five heat races. 10 laps will be the distance, and the doctor is in the house this evening, and he's starting on the pole, Danny Johnson.
And he's back in the 27J. All the rumors going around on what car he's been driving. I did watch him Saturday night at the Canandaigua Speedway. He was in Randy Chrysler's number 21K.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand that they came across a couple of new motors, and that's how he got back in the 27J.
There you go. The first ever winner of the ROC event here at PenCan Speedway, Alan Rudalavage, will start on the outside of him. Row number two, the current points leader at the 5 mile point Speedway, is Stuart Friesen and Jim Gabriel Jr. in the 2G tonight.
Another surprise, a driver change there. I guess Mitch Gibbs and the team parted company after Monday's Memorial Day show.
Kurt Horton and Dave Kalaman, row three. Dave Hinch and Brian Decker, row four. And Mike Colson, PenCan points leader in row number five. Here they come off of turn four, and the green flag is out, and they're already leaning on each other through one and two. The doctor has the inside line. Back comes Rudalavage side by side. They go down to that number three corner right into the sunlight. It's going to be the doctor showing the way off of turn number one. Stuart Friesen pushes up the racetrack, and that allows Jim Gabriel Jr. to move up in that third spot. We're surmising right now four will transfer to the night's 60-lap feature event here for the race of the champions here, the PenCan Speedway.
You got home track advantage running second and third in there, Alan Rudalavage and Jim Gabriel Jr., but Danny still takes a point off from turn two down the back stretch by about two car lengths over Alan Rudalavage.
And back in fifth right now, Mike Colson's holding off Kurt Horton at the moment, the recycler there. Hiking the left front, they come off at turn number four. Good side-by-side battle for the third spot. Here comes Stuart Friesen in the black and yellow number one. He works to the inside of Jim Gabriel Jr. and gets the spot into turn number three.
And Friesen's having a dream year, and tonight might not be any different.
Four laps are in the record books. Danny Johnson starting to pull away by about three car lengths over Alan Rudalavage. Friesen sitting right there in third. Then it's Gabriel in fourth, Mike Colson in fifth. Brian Decker now up to sixth, Kurt Horton seventh. Eighth at the moment is Dave Kalaman, and ninth, Dave Hinch.
And Colson's really trying to catch Gabriel because he wants that fourth spot. Like we said, we surmise four are qualifying. We haven't heard officially how many yet.
And we're at the halfway mark right now. The field beginning to string out just a little bit. It's about a four-car length lead for the doctor at the start-finish line. As he works the low line now through one and two, Stuart Friesen starting the reel in. Alan Rudalavage, as we mentioned, back in August of 2005, he picked up the first ROC win here at the PenCan Speedway 3/8 mile facility, and they have widened the turns by 6 feet. And looks great out there for racing this evening, and Friesen is right there as we get the two to go sign this time by the doctor, beginning to check out on the rest of the field.
Friesen pulling up on Alan Rudalavage. He catches him in the corner, but Alan pulls away on the straights, about three or four car lengths going into turn one. Oh, and Friesen's right beside him now coming out of two.
But as you mentioned, off of that number two corner, Rudalavage able to get the run. Now Stewart goes up to the high side, diamonds it off through three and four, coming up on the inside. as the doctor takes the white flag. It's side-by-side back in the one.
By about 1 foot, Rudolavage at the line with a white flag flying.
And Friesen has the momentum down the backstretch. He has the preferred inside line. Rudolavage on the outside. Here comes the doctor. He will pick up the heat race. Win off at turn number four. The battle for second at the line. Alan Rudolavage over Stuart Friesen by inches. It's going to be Jim Gabriel coming in fourth and getting fifth at the moment.
Would be Mike Colson.
No, actually, the 9B got by him. Brian Decker. Mike Colson, Kurt Horton, and then Dave Hinch after that.
Like we said, unofficially, we're looking at four qualifying because there's five heats.
Four qualifying, two then each through the consolations. All these, all the heats and the consolations, 10 laps is the distance. Tonight's 60-lap feature event.
I don't know if we mentioned it, but there are 42 cars here.
I hadn't got around to that yet. 42, but that leads me into 25 cars taking the gamble. Well, they quickly got heat race number two out on the speedway here. Ryan Godown and Joey Colston, the son of Mike Colston, make up row number one. Joey Grammas and Jeremy Markle, row number two. Frank Kozia, Wind Gap, Pennsylvania, and the current points leader at the Brewerton Speedway, Lightning Larry White, row number three. Kevin Albert and Brett Hearn, row number four, and Kevin Bates rounds out the field.
And so far in both heats, every car has been sporting sail panels.
Off of turn number four, green flag is out. Godown drops the hammer and takes him off down into that number one corner. Side by side with the youngster, Joey Colston. They work off of turn number two. They're still on even terms. Now it's Colston by about a quarter car length. Hikes it to the high side off of that number three corner. Here comes Godown, can't make it happen, and Colson leads lap number one.
Back in the pack, Lightning Larry pushed way high coming out of four. Let Brett Hearn get underneath him. He's working on the 79. Who's the 79?
79 car is Jeremy Markle. And it's a good four-car battle back there, but right now the top four are beginning to pull away.
And Lightning Larry pulled back by him. Hearn's back next to last.
Yeah, that's unusual, but a lot of the guys still running that low line. The top side of the racetrack hasn't come in just as of yet. Beautiful day, no humidity, but the sun been baking on the track all day long.
And Hearn and Markle come together going into turn three. Whoa. And they come together again coming out of turn four.
And we stay clean and green here on lap number three. Still, it's a car length lead down the backstretch for Joey Colston. Ryan Godown sitting right there in second. Joey Grammas is in third. Frank Cozy, who's had a snake bitten year, he is in fourth. And fifth is Lightning Larry White as they come off and take lap number four in the books.
Well, Hearn better get on the move or he's going to be in one of the consies. Joey Colson still showing the way.
Godown starting to close in ever so slightly. Now a half car length as they take the cross flags. Five down, five to go. Here at the Clash of the Can, Tuesday night, June the 8th, along with Steve Kellogg, I'm Sean Wood. Great to have you with us wherever you're listening to the broadcast.
Great battle for the lead, and Godown pushes up into the side of Joey Colson. They both come together. Colson's broke on the front stretch up next to the wall.
Yellow flag is out.
And Colson takes off.
I'm not sure if he broke or the car may have popped out of gear momentarily.
But that caution is what Hearn was looking for. That might get Hearn up into a qualified spot. That is if they qualify four. He's running in fifth right now.
This is the 11th event of the Race of Champions here at the Penn Can Speedway. There have been six different winners. Latest winner, Jeff Rudolavage, back in August of 2009. Coming up here at Penn Can Speedway on August 10th, Steve and I will be back here for the Hot Summer Nights. Tuesday night, Penn Can Speedway here on the Race Champions here on the Dirt Track Channel.
Our one-way radio's nice, no white flag, and we're going green off from turn four.
You got it. Green is out. They hustle down the front stretch. All the cars tonight running the sail panels, hugging that inside line. It's Ryan Godown, Joey Grammas, Frank Cozy, Lightning Larry hiking that left front down the back stretch. That's your top four. Then right behind them, it's Brett Hearn, and coming off of turn number four and putting it to the inside of Brett Hearn,
Kevin Bates. Nice job. Nice
from
move.
Ninth. And we've got a battle here for second, a six-car battle as we come up with two to go as Ryan Godown and the Norm Service Station number 357 starting to take off from the field.
Not so much a battle for second as it is a battle for that last qualifying spot. You've got Bates, Lightning Larry, and Brett Hearn. Right now, Brett Hearn's the odd man out, and if they qualify four, Bates would be an odd man out also.
And Hearn and White, only two drivers to go to the high side right now. White flag is out.
Bates gets by Lightning Larry going into turn one. So your top four are coming around the backstretch. Go down, Grammas, Cozy, Bates. Lightning Larry puts a bumper to the Bates going into turn three.
Off of turn number four. Checkers out for Ryan Godown. Grammas second, Cozy third. Bates gets fourth. Lightning Larry fifth. And heading to the consi, Brett Hearn.
Wow. You don't see that very often.
No, you don't. Well, that's two heat races in the books. Well, let's roll right into heat race number three. And don't forget tonight's broadcast brought to you in part by the fine folks at Moe's Gold Polish. Fast clean, fast polish, fast shine. Penske Racing Shocks, the competitive advantage of champions. And by the great folks at the New Hampshire Motor Speedway. Danny Hebler and the current points leader at Grandview is Dwayne Hauer. They make up row number one. Richie Jr. and the current points leader at the Fonda and Utica Rome Speedways, Bobby Varon, make up row number two here in heat race number three. Stanley Wilkins and one of the legends in modified racing, the current points leader at the New Egypt Speedway, Billy the Kid Pouch, make up row number three. And 15-year-old Michael Weinert from Tamaqua, Pennsylvania, and Ronnie Johnson, RJ, the son of Jumpin' Jack Johnson, round out the field. Howard, Varon, Pouch, and Johnson all on the outside row in this heat.
Whew. What a heat. What a heat.
And what modified history there, too.
It is official. They're qualifying four cars out of
four
the heats.
Four cars out of the heats. So four to qualify. Sun beginning to set here in Susquehanna, Pennsylvania. An absolutely gorgeous night. Still a little bit of sun shining on the backstretch. A lot of shade now from off of turn two through turn one, down the front stretch and over into about the middle of turn three.
Well, you can tell by when the cars run that the sun hit turn three and four a lot more than one and two.
Yep.
Because a little bit more dust flying up down there.
So Danny Heber and Dwayne Howard on the front row. It's going to be up to Danny Heber to kick the wheel here as they come off of turn number four. Starter looks them over. Green flag is out. It's going to be Howard getting the jump and leading the charge down to that number one corner. Heber runs in second. Here comes Rich Ritchie, three wide off of that number two corner. Heber having some problems there. Ritchie right now in second spot. Slides up. Bobby Varon on the outside. A couple cars almost come together. That's Billy Pouch back in the back. The 18 of
Michael Weinert.
Weinert. And the 14 of Stanley Wilkins.
There's a heck of a battle going on for third, fourth, and fifth.
Right now up front, Dwayne Howard pulling away from Rich Ritchie Jr. Bobby Varon sitting right now in third. Ronnie Johnson looking for that fourth and final transfer spot in that
and
fluorescent number two.
He got it. Just went by Ebert.
Danny Heber.
Yep.
So they come off of turn number four. They're still chasing Dwayne Howard.
He's checking out. The battle right now for third place.
Bobby Varon with a number of wins this year, not only at the Fonda Speedway, but also at Utica Rome, and at Glen Ridge on Friday nights, right across the road from Fonda Speedway. Grid three-car battle right now between Rich Ritchie Jr., Bobby Varon, and Ronnie Johnson.
And Billy Pouch trying every trick in the book to get by the 107 of Heber.
Halfway, five down, five to go, this time by Dwayne Howard has checked out. Ronnie Johnson now up to second. Rich Ritchie falling back to third. Bobby Varon fourth. And Billy Pouch still trying to work around Danny Heber. He finally will get him off of turn number four here on lap number six.
Pouch has been running the left front right up on the infield, going through one and two and then up a groove in three and four. But now he got around the 107 of Heber, and he's trying to catch Bobby Varon in the 10.
Almost a straightaway lead for Dwayne Howard with Ronnie Johnson running in second. Good battle for third right now. Rich Ritchie Jr. holding on, but here comes Varon, diamonds it off, tries to go through the low side of turns one and two. Can't make it happen, has the inside line through three and four as we get the two to go sign this time by.
A little contact between Varon and Ritchie coming off turn four. Varon takes third coming across the line.
Short track racing, that's what it's all about. I'll do a little bumping and banging to get into the dance, 60 laps.
Well, they're both in. They ought to realize that and not press too hard.
White flag is out, and as I mentioned before, there was a straightaway lead. Ronnie Johnson has reeled in Dwayne Howard. It's down about a three-car length lead. Then it's a full straightaway back to third where Bobby Varon is at. Rich Ritchie right behind him. and Billy Pouch Jr. Off of turn number four, Oley, Pennsylvania's Dwayne Hauer picks up the win. Ronnie Johnson second, Bobby Varon third, Rich Ritchie fourth, and Billy Pouch fifth. So Pouch and Brett Hearn in a consolation event. That is Pouch, not heard of too often.
Pouch should be outside front row in the first consie. Hearn is probably going to be back a row.
So three heat races are in the books so far. Danny Johnson, Ryan Godown, and Dwayne Hauer. Here's how the lineup for heat race number four. Billy Van Inwinger and Danny Tyler make up row number one. Mike Galar and Gary Tompkins, row number two.
There's a change right there. Gary Tompkins, of course, lost his ride in the 94 for Honey Oil Auto Parts and picked up the ride vacated by Brian Weaver, who went back to the 9R.
The current points leader at the Accord Speedway, Jerry Higby, is starting on the inside of row number three, and Nick Rosinski on the outside of him. Then it's Jeff Strunk and Billy Decker, some heavy hitters there in the back of the pack.
You're going to have to do this. I don't know half of these guys in this heat.
Well, Strunk, of course, the Central Pennsylvania 358 modified, a regular at Grandview and Big Diamond. They come off at turn number four, a little bit squirrely that time. Green flag is out. Tyler will take him down to that number one corner. They're still fighting for that spot. Three wide. And there comes Gary Tompkins. The experience pays off. They're still three wide in that number three corner. Three wide off of four. Oh,
whoa,
what racing.
The 20 car really
Nick
slid
Rosinski
up.
Had a huge push. Now Goulart and Van Inwinger get together off of turn number two. And we're only in the early moments of heat race number four. They come off of turn number four. Gary Tompkins leaning on Van Inwinger. As they hustle down to that number one corner, it's Gary Tompkins showing the way.
Don't look now, but here comes Billy Decker up into third, and he's catching the 22 and the double zero going down the backstretch.
And one guy having some problems in the back, not moving forward, is Jeff Strunk. And as I say that, he picks off three cars coming off of turn number four as they work down in that number one corner. Tompkins with about an eight-car length lead, and here comes Billy Decker. Decker looks to the high side, looks to the low side of Van Inwinger. Off a turn at number four, he's going to go to the high side this time. Very few cars, Steve, so far, trying that high line here at the Pencan Speedway.
Actually, I think the high line might be a little bit faster. That's where Billy Decker's just passing, going into second right now.
So Decker now up in the second, Van Inwinger third. Mike Galar fourth, and one spot out of a qualifying position at the moment is Jeff Strunk in a team car to Joey Grammas. And Strunk gets tagged by the 20 of Nick Rosinski, and Strunk goes around, and we are under caution.
Well, from what I saw, the 20 should go back with him. We'll see if they saw it the same way I did.
One good thing about having you as a broadcast partner, you have the experience of being on the flag stand. You understand these things. And
flag stand and in the tower.
And that's why they pay you the big bucks.
Well, that's why I used to get paid. I don't know about the big bucks. But
or is that why you're writing columns now for Area Auto Racing News?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Now I get paid what I'm worth. Nothing.
Area Auto Racing News, Gator Racing Paper representing here. Everybody's here tonight.
Everybody's in here.
Al Robinson was even here.
Al Robinson's the announcer here now.
I know. Great guy.
Yep.
Supposed to see him tomorrow at Watkins Glen, but Mother Nature not wanting to cooperate, I don't think.
I'd like to tell you how many laps are in, but I can't see
five.
The lap counter.
Five are in.
I knew it was past halfway. Well, we got one row that's double file, but. Double file.
And here comes the sun. It had ducked behind it some clouds, but the sun now shining brightly down on the exit of turn two.
Did you see the car that's behind Goulart?
Yes, I did.
The number 20.
No, it's 22, but the 20 is behind the 5.
Who's in the 5?
Who's on first?
Second base.
The 5 is Jeff Strunk.
Okay. That's the one that got taken out by
the
20.
Yeah.
I didn't know these guys.
That's okay. And he just moved Van Inwinger up a little bit, too, and got him out of the way. Meanwhile, back up front, Tompkins going to have his hands full with Billy Decker and Mike Goulart. As we're coming up now, six laps are in the books, four to go here in heat race number four.
And Tyler trying to hang on to the fourth final qualifying spot in the number 22, and Jerry Higby is working on him to get that final spot.
Off at turn number four, it's a three-car battle for the top spot. Tompkins has it at the moment. Decker going to the outside off of that number two corner. Decker has it. Tompkins slides up. Oh, a touch down the backstretch.
Has he got a mirror or a radio in there?
I don't know. And Decker's car slides up a little bit up off of turn number four with a little bit of a push. Well, two to go.
Those top two guys, no stranger to each other. They've raced each other probably hundreds and hundreds of times.
And working on the fourth and final transfer spot, Jerry Habig now around Van Inwinger for that position. White flag is out. Tompkins will lead him back down in that number one corner. Tompkins on the inside. Decker looking to the high side. Can't make the run off of turn number two. Goulart sitting back there in third. And here comes Jeff Strung. He's gotten around. He's up in the fifth. Off of turn number four, the checker is going to be Gary Tompkins. In for the win. Second goes to Billy Decker. Third goes to Mike Goulart. Fourth, Jerry Habig. And hitting to the consolation is Jeff Strunk.
Well, Jeff Strunk only heading for the consolation because of the number 20. But
fifth and final heat race. And it's the current Race of Champions point leader, Pat Ward, on the pole. Danny Creedon sitting alongside of him. Brian Weaver.
Another driver change. He was in the double zero that Gary Tompkins is in now, and something happened there. Now he's back with the Decker-owned number 9R,
and
where he got a lot of notoriety in that car in previous years.
Quite a bit of notoriety. And Brett Tonkin outside of him. Bobby Trapper and Dan Pompey make up row number three. And Jim Mahaney and Rick Loblach round out the field. And Loblach has not had the type of season he's used to having after moving over to the R1 machine down in the Central Pennsylvania 358 modified circuit. So eight cars here in our fifth and final 10-lap qualifier here at the Clash of the Can at the Penn Can Speedway. Off of turn number four, Pat Ward cranks the wheel. Green flag is out. Ward's going to hold on in that top spot as they slide down through that number one quarter, and Creedon will try to come up underneath them. Can't make the pass happen. Here comes Weaver working to the inside. Brett Tonkin, they come off of turn number four. Pat Ward will show the way here on lap number one. Creedon sitting right now in second. Tonkin in third. Here comes Brian Weaver in fourth. And Pompey in fifth.
Ronnie Johnson's on the move, looking under Pompey in the 11, trying to get up to fifth place and work his way up to get that final qualifying spot.
That's Rick Loblach.
Okay, sorry about that.
Johnson's in the two. That's Rick Loblach in the AB number one, R1, that he runs down the Big Diamond Raceway on Friday nights. Ward starting to open up a bit of a lead. Of course, he won the season opening 358 modified race down at the Sewins Grove Speedway. A guy that we did not see here tonight, Matt Shepard, he also winning the big block portion down there. And recently it was Tim McCready, the son of the legendary Barefoot Bob McCready, winning the Victoria 200 up at the Utica Rome Speedway.
And what a surprise here. Pat Ward stretching out his lead a little bit. Probably about six car lengths now.
Danny Creedon sitting right there in second. Weaver now up into third. He knows this track like the back of his hand.
Brett Tonkin hanging onto that final qualifying spot.
Ooh, they go down, or pardon me, go down. That was the former go down ride. That matter of fact, that car went to victory lane in the season ending Coal Cracker 100. It pays $10,000 a win last year. But that was Rick Loblach, who had a huge push coming through three and four. And six laps are in the books. Good battle for second between Creedon and Brian Weaver. No strangers to each other, and also no strangers to this racetrack.
Well, if Loblach doesn't get one more spot, that's going to be a couple of really stacked up consies with real heavy hitters in it.
Pat Ward is just out on cruise control right now as we're coming up on two to go next time by. Brett Tonkin starting to assert himself now. He's pulled up on the back of Weaver. Weaver now to the low side. Here comes Tonkin. Weaver slides up. That opens the door. Tonkin, so close to that outside wall with two to go.
But look at him go on the outside.
Three-wide battle for that fourth
and
final.
Went by Loblach and Weaver both, and he's working on second place going into turn three.
And Pat Ward will come off of turn number four for the white flag. Great battle behind him. Creedon still runs in second, but here comes Tonkin looking for that number two spot. Brett Tonkin has it off of two down the backstretch. And that puts Brian Weaver into that final transfer spot. Off of turn number four, checker flag in the air. Pat Ward in for the win. Brett Tonkin holds on for second. Danny Creedon third. Brian Weaver fourth. And Rick Loblach will go down, or will go to the consolation event as he rounds out the top five. So there are our qualifiers for the night. Danny Johnson, Ryan Godown, Dwayne Howard, Gary Tompkins, and Pat Ward.
And the two consies, I imagine two consies, yes, are really going to be stacked with heavy hitters.
Billy Pouch, Brett Hearn.
Rick Laubach.
Rick Laubach. Yeah, there's
and a host of others.
Yeah.
At least 22 others.
So we'll have those consolation events coming up for you in just a moment. We'll take a commercial break and be back with more from Penn Can Speedway. It's the Clash of the Can Race of Champions Dirt Modified Action here on the DirtTrackChannel.com.
Moe's Gold Advantage Car Wax is a one-step liquid cleaner plus carnauba wax that is fast and easy to use, saving you time while maintaining that race car shine. Moe's Gold has no harsh chemicals or abrasives, and it can be applied in the sun or shade. Moe's Gold Advantage Car Wax works great on cars, trucks, boats, planes, RVs, and motorcycles. Moe's Gold Quick Wipe-On Wipe-Off application is the most advanced formula on the market. No buffering required. Any vehicle looks and feels race car fast at a pit stop price with a Moe's Gold finish. Moe's Gold Advantage is only $11.99, and while supplies last, Moe's Gold Classic is just $9.99. To order, visit moesgold.com. That's M-O-S-G-O-L-D.com. Moe's Gold Polish is the official polish of openwheeltoday.com, and be sure to listen to the live streaming audio race broadcast for the Moe's Gold clean move of the race. Moe's Gold Advantage, bringing the raceway to your driveway.
Back here on a gorgeous Tuesday night, Clash at the Can. First of two B mains, Brian Decker and Billy Pouch, who did not qualify at Utica Row on Sunday or Monday, make up row number one. Rick Laubach, Brett Hearn, row number two. Danny Tyler and Kurt Horton, row three. Jim Mahaney and Jeremy Markle, row number four. Nick Rosinski and Michael Weinert, row five. And Dave Hinch rounds out the field.
Two cars to qualify, and that's it.
That is it. As they come off of turn number four, starter looks them over. Will we go? Yes, green flag is out. And Decker gets the jump, hustling down the number one corner. There goes Pouch on the outside. He's going to try to make it three wide, thought better about it. Slides up along the outside off of turn number three now. He works it way high up off of turn number four. Hiking the left front is Rick Laubach. He's trying to make his way into the show, and right behind him is Brett Hearn, and the caution comes out. One car, Jeremy Markle spinning off of turn at number four.
And that last lap coming right underneath the flag stand, Billy Pouch put the chrome horn to the 9B of Decker.
I thought that only happened in asphalt modified racing. But then again, that's a big chrome horn.
Yep. And Brett Hearn's still running in the fourth position. He's not quite in a qualifying spot yet. As we said, they're qualifying two cars. And to my knowledge, they'll probably have two buy-ins for the feature.
So we're looking at about possibly 26, 28 cars. That's going to be a heck of a feature, that's for sure. So it looks like we're going to go back racing, as you mentioned earlier in the broadcast, one-way radios. Oh, what a lifesaver.
Yep. Only this time they're going to use a white flag.
And one lap in the books so far, and we have Brian Decker and Rick Laubach in the front row, Billy Pouch and Brett Hearn on row number two. And what battles those two drivers have had over the year.
I wonder if is Hearn up high enough in points to do a buy-in?
Well, let's see. The point standings as we speak, Pat Ward is on top, Danny Johnson second, Billy Decker third, Matt Shepard, who is not here tonight, is fourth, Stuart Friesen fifth, Michael Storm's not here tonight, he's tied for fifth, Larry White seventh, Bobby Varon eighth, Dwayne Howard ninth, Ronnie Johnson, ninth, and Tim McCready, ninth. No, Hearn is 12th. Green flag back out in the air. Decker showing the way one more time. That's Brian Decker off of turn number two.
Hearn goes up to the high side, working on Billy Pouch down the backstretch. Pouch slams the door shut, and Hearn goes down low and makes the pass. No, he
but
didn't.
They touched.
They're side by
they
side.
They touched, and they touch again. Oh, they touch again going into one. Laubach now with the runoff of that number two corner, looking to the outside of Brian Decker. Hearn up into that number three spot. Pouch right behind him.
Hearn still got one more spot to go.
And here comes Laubach. He'll take over the point going down to that number one corner. Rick Laubach, your new race leader, hiking that left front wheel off of turn number two and down the backstretch.
Decker's about four car lengths back in third or second.
And here comes Hearn leaning that car on the right rear. Boy, is that a sight to see in big block modified country here in Susquehanna, Pennsylvania, the Penn Can Speedway.
Hearn's back up on the high side again, but falls right behind Decker going down the back straight and to the high side in turn three.
Coming up on lap number five off of turn number four, Brett Hearn around Brian Decker at the stripe, and he will race his way now into a transfer spot. Decker back to third, halfway this time by, so it's five down and five laps to go. No, pardon me, six down.
6 down, 6 to go. Laubach pulling away from Hearn.
So they, when originally earlier in the evening, they had listed consolation as 10 laps. They went with a 12-lap consolation event.
Hearn doesn't seem to be gaining on Laubach, but the big thing is he's in the show right there. Decker about 10 car lengths back in third, and Billy Pouts hanging on to fourth.
And Nick Rosinski in the fluorescent orange and number 20R, the black and orange car. He's really hustling that car in the turn. Pouts slides way up the hill that time.
Unless something drastic happens, I don't think Pouts is going to make it.
And that would be three times in a row he has not qualified. Problems on the 7K, Kurt Horton's car. Pouts in the infield, and also Brian Decker having problems as well. Pouts now moving up into the third spot, but he has a lot of pedaling to do to catch up to Brett Hearn in second. We are on lap number 9 of this first of two 12-lap consolations. The two sticks go in the air, two laps to go, this time by for Rick Laubach.
Laubach, Hearn about 6 car lengths back, and then a straightaway back to Billy Pouts.
Hearn, it looks like he's slowly closing in on Laubach, but probably just saving it right now as those two are in the show.
Why push it if you're in, right?
That's right. They come off a turn to number 4. White flag is out. Rick Laubach in the fluorescent green and silver number 1, R1, the Johnny Ray owned machine, hustles down to that number 3 corner. He'll come off a turn number 4. Brett Hearn with one last try. And it's going to be Laubach taking the win. Hearn will be second, and Pouts will be coming home in third spot. So Billy the Kid, of course, we don't, at the moment, may not have qualified. We don't know about the buy-ins because there are tie-ins with other tracks, and it's complicated.
It's complicated for the buy-in thing.
So we'll let it go with that.
I think the buy-in works the highest point position non-qualifier.
Right.
He could get the buy-in that way. I think that's how it works.
So that was Consi number 1. Consi number 2 lines up like this. Lightning, Larry White, and Jeff Strunk make up row number 1. Mike Colson, the recycler, and Danny Heber, row number 2. Dan Pompey and Joey Colson, Mike's son, row number 3. Dave Kellerman and Stanley Wilkins, row number 4. Bobby Trapper and Billy Van Ingwern, row number 5. And Kevin Albert, rounding out the field. Great crowd on hand this evening here. It's an absolutely gorgeous night.
Speaking of evening.
Yes.
Today's kind of a special day for you, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
You turned 29 again today, didn't you?
21.
Oh, okay. have a beer then. But.
Thank you.
While we've got a minute here, it's also my son's birthday.
That is.
And you know every time we do a webcast, I have to mention my son.
Yep.
He's in Pearl Harbor, stationed on the USS Hawaii attack submarine.
And we appreciate everything that he and the crew and all the other fine men and women in service do for our great country and for our freedom that we have.
Yep. And today is his 32nd birthday.
Well, today is my 43rd birthday.
You got that backwards, 34th, isn't it?
I don't feel a day over 17. I don't look 43. But thank you for the birthday wishes. I appreciate it. Here they come off of turn number 4, up to Lightning Larry White to kick the wheel. They're off of 4, and the green flag is out. And White wastes no time backing into that number 1 corner. Strunk to the outside, hikes off of that number 2 corner. He has a good run down the backstretch. Mike Colton sitting right there in third. Top 3 right now as they come off of turn number 4. Oh, look out.
Strunk stacks them up behind him sideways.
What happened there? That was interesting.
And Mike Colson sliding back. He's back to fourth, working on the 11 car. Who's
Dan
11?
Dan Pompey. And here comes Mike Colson hiking that left front off of turn number 4. He's still in the fourth spot. Top 2 go to the dance. Tonight's 60 lap, $4,000 win, or $5,000 if they took the gamble. Clash at the Can for the Race of Champions Dirt Modified, and you and I will be back here for Hot Summer Nights on August the 10th, a Tuesday night. Of course, Brett Dale, Al Wilcox, and our good friend
Reed Miller.
Reed, thank you. Putting on a tremendous show here. Lights are on now, but boy, it's just a picturesque sunset here at Penn Can Speedway.
And we got a battle for the lead. Strunk working on the 99 of Larry White.
And that's the battle on the track right now. Strunk working that low line off of that number 2 corner. White now about a 3 car length lead as they go in the turn number 3. White to the high side. Here comes Jeff Strunk. Jeff Strunk fans are in the house tonight.
Strunk looked to the low side off of four. Couldn't make the pass happen here. As we're coming up in the halfway sign, six down, six to go. The next time they cross the stripe.
Strunk's using the low line in three and four and the high line in one and two. And Larry's got the momentum up on the high side coming off in turn four.
And White hugging that inside line through one and two. Strunk now crosses over, falls in the same tire tracks, goes down to that number three corner.
Strunk, that's just what they're doing, too.
Yep.
Every lap, swapping inside to outside.
And it's a half car length at the stripe as we have seven laps in the books. Again, Strunk to the high side. White to the low side. Whoa, White just jumped over a little bit of the infield there. That bobbled his car. That might be the opening Strunk was looking for. Here they come off of turn number four. It's still Larry White by a car length at the stripe.
I really figured the experience that Strunk has over Larry White might get him by him, but Larry's doing a good job holding him off.
The youngster working the high side. The veteran to the low side. Here they come off of turn number four. It's still White by a car length at the line. They hustle back into that number one corner. White again continuing to make. He is making Jeff Strunk use that outside line through one and two, but then gives him the inside line through three and four. And here they come one more time. This time it's a little bit closer, less than a half car length. Two to go this time by two laps to go.
Larry White right up in the infield. That's the opening that Strunk needed, I think.
It is.
He's side by side going into three.
Strunk will have the momentum this time by off of turn number four. Jeff Strunk points it down the start-finish line. It's a quarter of a car length lead for Larry White. This time Strunk gets the inside line. Can he make it work? No, not off of turn number two.
Remember, boys, you're both in the show.
Exactly. Here they come off of turn number four. White flag or checker flag is out at the line. It's going to be Larry White by inches over Jeff Strunk in our second and final 12-lap consolation event here at the Penn Can Speedway, the Clash of the Can, here on Tuesday night, June the 8th.
Pompey ended up third and Mike Coulson fourth.
So some heavy hitters heading home this evening, but again, we still don't have the final lineup as of yet.
We probably won't know until the feature comes on the racetrack.
It's going to be interesting. We'll take a break. And you'll find out just who did and who did not make tonight's Clash at the Can. When we come back, you're listening to the Race Champion Dirt Modified Tour on the DirtTrackChannel.com. All dirt, all the time.
Hello, race fans. It's Jerry Gappens of New Hampshire Motor Speedway, and we've got the biggest show in racing coming. It's NASCAR. They're back at New Hampshire Motor Speedway. The big show is coming to New Hampshire Motor Speedway June 24th through the 27th. Tickets start at only $39. Three-day mega tickets are available for only $99. Call 603-783-4931 or go online at nhms.com. Don't miss the show.
Back here with Steve Kellogg, I'm Sean Wood. Some of the stories that have been told in the press box tonight are not airable, nor are they
printable.
But I've had a very enjoyable birthday. I will say that it's been a lot of laughs.
Usually, when we do these webcasts, we don't have a live audience.
No, we don't. But this is great.
What was that?
Don't worry, that'll get edited out. Cars are rolling here at the Penn Can Speedway, the Clash of the Can, 60 laps, 4,000 win, or if they took the gamble, 5,000 win. Here's how they will go off. Joey Grammas, Ryan Godown, row number one. Brett Tonkin, Pat Ward, row number two. Ronnie Johnson and Dwayne Howard, row number three. Alan Rudalavage and Gary Tompkins, row four. Billy Decker and Danny Johnson, row number five. Stuart Friesen and Frank Cozy, row number six. Bobby Varon and Mike Goulart, row number seven. Danny Creedon and Jim Gabriel Jr., row number eight. Kevin Bates and Rich Ritchie Jr., row number nine. Jerry Higbee Jr. and Brian Reaver, row number 10. Rick Laubach and Larry Wright, row number 11. Brett Hearn and Jeff Strunk, row number 12. Row 13 is Billy Pouch and Dan Pompey. Row 14 is Mike Colston and Joey Colston, and row 15, Danny Tyler.
And we might add that the Consies did qualify three cars. They changed that on us.
Yep.
And then there were three cars that got in on provisionals. That would be Mike Colston. He got the ROC provisional. Joey Colston got the Penn Can provisional. And Danny Tyler got the Accord buy-in.
They got your tongue tied up as well as mine.
Oh, geez. Well, what's going on in here tonight? I wonder if we can even talk.
I know. 29 strong to go 60 laps here. And great field. And is it me or, and I haven't been here in a little bit, but looks like there's a few more lights. This place is pretty bright.
It is. It's brighter than I remember.
Yeah, it definitely is.
The parade of pace vehicles, Penn Can, Gator Racing News, 5 Mile Point, Don's Automotive Mall, and Gary's You Pull It, and G&G
Towing.
Record Service.
Yeah, towing. There we go. Yep. Oh, look at the little lad there waving to the crowd. Oh, that's great. He's just a little lad, too. And Alyssa Sharman was here, Miss Motorsports, earlier filling in for the current Miss Motorsports. Oh, well, speaking of the devil, look who's right behind us. You ladies, I'm telling you, you got me off my A game right now. All I'm going to say is I'm not going to forget this 43rd birthday, that's for sure.
And to think we got to do this again next week. You think we'll have an audience then?
No, we won't have an audience.
Not a live audience.
Not a live audience. Not a live audience. Wave lap this time by. Great crowd on hand here
Wave
for a Tuesday
white.
Night.
Wave
yep.
and white.
As we're going racing next time by Joey Gromis and Ryan go down on that front row.
60 laps of distance.
And look at in when you look back here, you have Rick Laubach, Larry White, Brett Hearn, Jeff Strunk, and Billy Pouch from 21st to 25th. There's going to be some guys coming through the field. They're going to also get into lap traffic early on. 60 laps, 4,000 win, clash of the can. Here they come off of that number four corner angle out down the front, and the green flag is out. And Joey Gramis is going to show the way down to that number one corner. Go down, get shuffled up.
Ronnie Johnson, what a move on the inside. Right up to second place and right on the back bumper of Joey Gramis coming out of four.
And we are clean and green here at Penn Can on lap number one. They worked the way off of four and down into one. Gramis still showing the way. Brett Tonkin runs in second, but as I say that, Ronnie Johnson moves around him. Here comes Pat Ward. He gets underneath the low side of Dwayne Howard, pulling up on the back of Ryan Godown off of turn number four.
Ronnie Johnson got up on the back of Joey Gramis going into four, and he was so fast he had to check up and almost let Brett Tonkin by.
Gramis, Tonkin, and Ronnie Johnson, your top three. Ryan Godown right now in fourth. Pat Ward in fifth. Dwayne Howard, sixth. Seventh is Gary Tompkins. Eighth, Alan Rudalevich. Ninth, Danny Johnson. And tenth is Billy Decker. And Stuart Friesen back there in 11th. Bobby Varon in 12th, Frank Cozy in 13th, and Mike Gallar in 14th here on lap number three.
And Brett Tonkin and Joey Gramis side by side as they come across the line for the lead, and Tompkins takes the lead coming out of turn two.
Brett Tonkin starting in that number three spot up onto the point. Here comes Ronnie Johnson working on the low side off of turn at number three and four. One car shuffle high, wide, and handsome out of the groove.
That's Gary Tompkins.
Yeah, exactly. He was out in no man's land, but gathered it back in.
I think the car on the move. Watch the 27J of Danny Johnson. He's moving his way up through the field quite fast.
And the doctor's not being too patient with Alan Rudalevich either, giving a little bit of the chrome horns. They worked their way off of three and four.
And way in the back of the pack is Brett Hearn, still mired back there in traffic with Brian Weaver.
Rich Ritchie Jr., Jeff Strunk. But right now, by almost a half straightaway, it's Brett Tonkin leading early on. Seven laps are in the books. Joey Gramis is in second. Ronnie Johnson in third. Fourth at the moment, Ryan Godown. And fifth is Dwayne Howard.
Ronnie Johnson way out high next to the wall coming out of four.
And they're all chasing Brett Tonkin right now. He's opened almost a straightaway lead and just a few laps away from coming up on the back markers here at the 3/8 mile Penn Can Speedway.
Yeah, he's about half a straight behind lap traffic, and it's heavy traffic back there in the back of the pack.
Good battle for fourth at the moment. Howard on the inside, go down the outside. A pair of Big Diamond regulars battling out. Pat Ward, the current ROC points leader. He's mired back in the pack.
Danny Johnson working over Alan Rudalevich for back in, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7th and 8th. Alan Rudalevich 7th, Danny 8th, using the bottom line to get by him. And they're side by side as they come across the line.
11 laps are in the books, and it's a straightaway lead for Brett Tonkin as he comes up on the back of the pack. And it's going to be Danny Tyler, the first driver. He will put a lap down. Here comes Ronnie Johnson, RJ working to the inside. He can't make the pass happen. That opens up the door for Dwayne Howard. He's closing in now. A three-car battle for second develops. Gramis, Johnson, and Howard off of turn number two.
Danny Johnson did put away Alan Rudalevich. Now he's working on Pat Ward on the outside of Ward through three and four. coming up behind Ryan Godown, and it looks like he's going to make the pass on Ward.
And he's the only driver right now that's really working that outside groove and making it work for him. Frank Cozy towards the back of the pack. He's also running the outside line. Lap traffic here on lap number 14.
Well, Danny got by Pat Ward. He's on Godown now. Godown squeezes him against the wall, but Danny makes the pass going into turn one.
And it's over a straightaway lead for Brett Tonkin. Joey Grammas in second at the moment. Ronnie Johnson in third. Dwayne Howard fourth. Danny Johnson fifth. Ryan Godown is sixth. Pat Ward is seventh. Alan Rudolavage, eighth. Stewart
Ronnie
three,
Johnson
ninth.
Just broke.
Well, Ronnie Johnson off the pace and into the pits. Tough break for Ronnie Johnson running in third. And that came on lap number 15.
Well, Brett Tonkin checking out on the field, but way behind him, a straightaway back, Joey Grammas, Dwayne Howard, and Danny Johnson in the fourth position now, looking to make it higher than that.
Slight contact on the front stretch. Mike Galar and Bobby Varon, they get straightened back out. Here comes the battle for second. Dwayne Howard has the position off of four. Put Joey Grammas back into that number three spot. But the doctor is on the move, still using that outside line. He's in fourth. They're still chasing Brett Tonkin, your early race leader, as we have 17 laps in the books of our 60-lap feature event. Clean and green since the drop of the green flag.
Tonkin has more than a straightaway lead now on your
Billy
second,
Pouch
your
off the pace over in on the backstretch. He pulls it into the pits here on lap number 18.
You got to give these guys credit for not stopping on the track and bringing out a yellow.
Race leader Gary Tonkin now with three cars between him and second place running Dwayne Howard. And it's a full straightaway back to Dwayne Howard in second. The doctor around the outside of turn two gets around Grammas. Here comes the doctor knocking on the door. He is up to third.
And Brett Tonkin still pulling away from the second place car of Dwayne Howard. And Dwayne Howard's going to have company real quick.
Tonkin is pulling up on the backside of Mike Colson as he works his way off of turn number four.
Howard's got side-by-side lap track in front of him. The extreme low groove, three wide going into two, turn one.
The doctor working that outside. That's Tyler and Rich Ritchie holding up Dwayne Howard. That's going to open the door on the outside. The doctor now up into that number two spot. Howard fights back. The doctor slips through the traffic.
Man.
Oh, what a move off of turn number four. And the doctor now, Danny Johnson, in the waste management white, green, and gold, number 27J, he's up onto that number two spot. Danny Tyler now pulls in the infield. We have hit 23 laps, and we're still clean and green of our 60-lap clash of the can. Brett Tonkin still showing the way. He has Danny Creedon in front of him. It's a full straightaway back to the doctor who's working on young Joey Colston as he works through three and four.
Two lap cars between first and second place, and they're both of them. The last name is Colston. Danny puts Joey away going into turn one, and he's setting his sights on Mike Colston and Brett Tonkin.
Meanwhile, right behind them, Stuart Friesen starting to come through the pack. He has gotten around. Go down now working on Joey Grammas. Friesen, the points leader at 5 mile point, working his way off of turn number four, looking to the inside. Can't make the pass happen that time by.
And they're having to deal with the lap track of Rich Ritchie.
And he got a run that time off.
Oh, he's right on his back crash bar now.
Race leader Brent Tonkin taking the lead off of turn number two. Three wide down the front stretch. Rich Ritchie, the lap car on the outside. Joey Grammas is the meat and sandwich. Here comes Stuart Friesen. Works his way down the back stretch into that number three corner. He's on the inside, and he will pick up the position as they come off of turn number four. He is in the fourth. Grammas in fifth. Ryan Godown sixth. Pat Ward seventh. Give it at the line. Al Rulata for eighth. Billy Decker ninth. And Gary Tompkins tenth.
Jim Gabriel Jr. pulls it into the infield. Another car mechanical
28
problem.
28 laps, and still we have not seen the caution light come on yet. We are clean and green for the first 28 laps coming up on the halfway mark of the Clash of the Can here on a Tuesday night, June the 8th, at the Penn Can Speedway as part of the ROC Dirt Modified Tour. And off of turn number two. Whoa, contact between Creedon and Mike Colson right in front of Danny Johnson. That's going to allow the four of Dwayne Howard to catch up halfway. 30 down, 30 to go. We've been clean and green since the drop of the green flag.
And Brett Tonkin, he does not want to see a yellow at all. He's pulling away from Danny might be catching him a little bit. I think Danny's getting through traffic a lot better than Brett Tonkin.
He is really getting through traffic right now as it's Danny Creedon now going a lap down around the outside off for turn number two to Dr. Danny Johnson now. with less than the straightaway now separating him and race leader Brent Tonkin. Great run for Brent here on the Clash of the Can night here at the Penn Can Speedway.
Well, the way they're going, Brett Tonkin's got one straightaway, and he could put a lap on Brett Hearn. When's the last time you saw that happen?
A rarity. Not only that, Jerry Higbee's behind him, Brian Weaver, along with Rick Laubach, and a Lightning Larry White, who's the next victim for Brent Tonkin. But here comes the doctor. He has closed the gap. It's down to about 15 car lengths, but he's also bringing Dwayne Howard along with him. That's your top three here on lap number 34. Race leaders between turns one and two, and the doctor is closing. It's down to about 10 car lengths, but he's only a car length and a half ahead of Dwayne Howard in third. Fourth at the moment, Stuart Friesen. Fifth, Joey Grammas. Sixth, Ryan Godown. Seventh, Pat Ward. Eighth, Billy Decker. Ninth, Alan Rudlavich. And Gary Tompkins rounds out the top 10.
Well, if you think Brett Tonkin's been in traffic up till now, wait till he gets...
Oh, he had a little contact.
There's about 10 or 15 lap cars right in front of him.
Yep, and right behind him is the doctor along with Dwayne Howard. 36 laps are in the books. 36 in the books.
And Danny into the side of Lightning Larry coming out of turn two. Danny will pull the inside again.
And here comes Dwayne Howard right on the rear Nerf bar of Danny Johnson off of turn number four. That's the battle for second. They're still chasing Brent Tonkin, getting around Dan Pompey and Mike Rickey off of turn number two. Great racing here tonight at the Clash of the Can ROC Dirt Modified Tour here at Penn Can Speedway. 38 laps are in the books, and we're still clean and green. The doctor within a car length and a half now of Brent Tonkin as he has to negotiate around Rich Ritchie Jr. on the outside. Dwayne Howard still in third, but Howard looking to that low side as the doctor gets hung up behind Rich Ritchie as he makes an abrupt left-hand turn. Something breaks on that car. He pulls it into the pits. Here comes Howard. Howard gets around Danny Johnson.
Danny's thinking, where did he come from?
And
Danny,
here comes
right back
Danny.
Down on him.
Oh, did they touch? No, they are so close off of four. That's the battle for second. And Brett Tonkin can't see that behind him, but he's got to be loving it. Mike Colston now. He slows on the front straightaway, and the caution comes out.
Yep.
The caution came out here on lap number 40, the first yellow we've had here in the 60-lap Clash of the Can.
That could be the downfall for Brett Tonkin right there, because I think Danny and Dwayne Howard are both faster than him. But
whew. Well, let's catch our breath here and take a break. 40 laps are in the record books. Brett Tonkin is the race leader. And he's going to have his hands full. The doctor and Dwayne Howard right behind him. We'll step aside and take a break. Back with more from Penn Can Speedway right after this.
The world leader in suspension technology, Penske Racing Shocks has been providing custom-built, high-performance shock absorbers to all forms of racing for over 20 years. Offering only the highest quality suspension products, shocks are available in non, single, double, triple, and four-way adjustable configurations. All Penske Racing Shocks are hand-built, tailored to meet a driver's feel or car setup, and dyno-tested, ensuring the highest attention is paid to detail, consistency, and performance. For your short track needs, contact Dave Reedy at Penske Shocks at 610-375-6180. That's 610-375-6180. Penske Racing Shocks are available direct from the manufacturer or through many dealers worldwide. Visit them on the web at www.penskeshocks.com. Penske Racing Shocks, the competitive advantage of champions.
Back here at the Penn Can Speedway again. Special thanks to the great folks, Moe's Gold Polish, New Hampshire Motor Speedway, and the fine folks at Penske Racing Shocks, our sponsors here on our broadcast. Steve Kellogg, I'm Sean Wood. 40 laps. I was thinking we were going to go clean and green, Steve. It looked like it.
Well, I was kind of hoping. So was Brett Tonkin, because he's going to have his hands full now of Dwayne Howard, Danny Johnson.
Here they come off of turn number four, and the green flag is out. Howard sitting right in second. Third is Danny Johnson. Then it's Stuart Friesen in fourth, Joey Grammas in fifth, Ryan Godown sixth, Pat Ward seventh, Alan Rudlavich eighth, Frank Cozy up to ninth, and Gary Tompkins rounding out your top 10. Battle for lead. Here comes Dwayne Howard looking to the high side, works to the low side off of that number one corner, slides it up off of turn number two, same tire tracks as Tompkins down in that number three corner.
Friesen's having a tough time putting that lap on Larry White. He just can't get by him. White's running him tough to Stay and on that lap.
Dwayne Howard is right there. Howard looking to the inside, hugging that inside line. He is up. He pulls alongside the left rear quarter panel. Thought better about it. Got on the brakes. Works at the low side, coming through 3 and 4. Hikes that left front. Dwayne Howard, your new race leader, on lap number 43.
Half a car length at the line, but he pulls. No, they're still side by side as they come out of turn two. Tompkins pulls back in front, head down the backstretch. Power move.
You don't see that too often going back around. The veteran in Dwayne Howard. Howard slides back behind him in the same tire tracks. Danny Johnson on one of those tires have cooled off a little bit. He's not getting the run he had off of turn two and the high side as he had earlier on in this race.
Well, those front two better not make a mistake because Danny's right there waiting, and right behind Danny is Stuart Friesen.
Here comes Howard to the inside. Brett Tonkin to the outside. Howard working a low groove. 45 laps are in the books, 15 to go here at the Penn Cant Speedway. As they come off of turn number four, Dwayne Howard now working the inside, leaning a little bit, trying to get by race leader Brett Tonkin, but can't make the pass happen. Off of two.
Tonkins has the momentum off the high side, heading down the backstretch. Howard pulls right up next to him, heading into three.
Side by side, they're off of turn number four, and coming up on the outside is the
doctor. Tie at the line.
Yes, it is. It was a tie at the line. 47 laps are in the books. They're still on even terms now. It seems as though Tonkin is getting a better run off of turn number two.
I think Danny just kissed the wall going into turn four.
I believe you might be right on that one. As they work their way now, it's a three-car battle for the top spot. Here comes the doctor. He seems to have gotten the tires reheated.
You think Danny was watching that lap counter?
Yes, he is. He turned the wick up a little bit. 48 in the books, make it 49. Tonkin still holding off Howard with the doctor right there behind him in third. Stuart Friesen comfortably in fourth, and then it's Joey Grammis in fifth. Back to our battle for the lead. Here they come off of turn number four. Dwayne Howard at the line. No, it's Tonkin by inches.
Good race. Good race. It is. They're swapping back and forth.
10 to go.
Tonkins once again gets the momentum off the high side of turn two, heading into three. And Howard, it looks like Howard's made the pass now.
He made the pass now, but last time he did, it didn't stick. And here comes the doctor looking to the inside. The doctor hugging an inside line. Tonkin with the power move on the outside. He's holding on for a second. Three-car battle for the top spot coming up on eight laps to go this time by. Howard has the point at the moment. Here comes the doctor. Gets around Tonkin on the low side through one and two.
Danny's got the second spot, but here comes Tonkin again. He likes that high side. That's where the momentum is.
Dwayne Howard holding on off of turn number four. Tonkin and the doctor battling out for second. Stuart Friesen sitting back in fourth and fifth at the moment. Joey Grammis a distant fifth. Howard with a few more laps to go, coming up on lap traffic. 53 laps are in the books. And it's still a great battle for second. Working the inside, Danny Johnson, Brent Tonkin on the outside.
Tonkin just won't give up. He likes that high side, got the momentum, and Danny dives in low side by side through three and four. Looks like Danny's got
no.
Tonkin right back again on the high side.
They are on even terms as they hustle down the number one corner, but this time the doctor has it. The doctor now up into second. But here comes Tonkin with the run down the backstretch. Dwayne Howard working that low line through three and four. Five laps to go this time by. Five laps to go in the 60-lap Clash of the Can at the Penn Can Speedway for the Race of Champions Dirt Modified Tour.
Got a good race going on for fifth.
Ryan Godown working the inside along on the outside. Joey Grammis, Pat Ward right there behind him. Here comes Dwayne Howard, four to go as he gets around Dan Pompey. The doctor not giving up, charges on the low side. This time by, they'll get two to go.
For all you people wondering, unofficially, I have Brett Hearn running in 13th position.
Off of turn number four, two to go. This time by for Dwayne Howard, a three-car length lead. Coming up on Brian Weaver.
I think Danny just kissed the wall again coming out of turn four.
And then it's a distance back to a former race leader, Brett Tonkin. White flag will come out this time by Ole, Pennsylvania driver Dwayne Howard. Gets the white flag and leads Danny Johnson down the low side. Howard's going to get cut up behind Brian Weaver. Johnson looking to the outside. Here comes Danny Johnson. One last chance. Howard's caught behind. Here comes Johnson.
It's going to be close.
Off of turn number four.
Oh,
no, it's
Danny
Dwayne
got
Howard.
Sideways.
Danny Johnson second. Third, it might be Stuart Friesen.
It was.
Fourth, Brett Tonkin. Fifth, fifth goes to Ryan Godown. Sixth, Joey Grammis. Seventh, Pat Ward. Eighth, Alan Roulette. Ninth, Frank Cozy, and rounding out the top 10, Gary Tompkins. What a feature event.
Great race. One yellow.
Wow.
And that was just for a slow car.
Unbelievable. What a great night of racing here. Big block modifieds, and it doesn't get any better than that. 40 laps without a caution. Final 20, we go caution-free. And heading into victory lane, it is Dwayne Howard.
That's probably one of the best races I've seen this year.
It is a fantastic race here at the PenCan Speedway. And what a great effort there, coming home second for the Dr. Danny Johnson. And hey, hats off, Brett Tonkin. He ran a superb race.
Great race for one of the local guys down here.
Yep.
Danny, I think, might have been a little bit faster than Howard, but I think Danny clipped the wall going into turn three one time, and I think he clipped the wall twice coming out of turn four.
Well,
and that might have did in the right rear tire.
I'll tell you one thing. That was close there coming off of turn number four. He was coming on hard, but it was Dwayne Howard's night here at the PenCan Speedway. We'll take a break. We have to discuss the clean move of the race, the Moe's Gold clean move of the race. We have a lot to think about.
Wow.
We'll take a break and come back with more from PenCan Speedway right after this.
At Rod End Supply, they have the unique opportunity to be involved with all sorts of auto racing and performance-related industries, including farm equipment. Whether you're running a go-kart, micro-sprint, mini-sprint, midget, modified, late-model sprint car, or a tractor, Rod End Supply has the assortment of rod ends, radius rods, and specialty products that will help you lead the field in performing at your maximum potential. Since 1989, Rod End Supply has provided superior products priced competitively with prompt and courteous service. Their promise is to continue to provide superior products that will keep you in front of the field. Check out their online catalog at rodandsupply.com or call them toll-free at 1-800-284-2902. That's 800-284-2902. Remember, at Rod End Supply, they don't just sell them, they race them.
Back here at the PenCan Speedway, along with Steve Kellogg, I'm Sean Wood. Well, we had a chance just to take a break for a second and reflect back on that race. What a tremendous race that was.
We needed a break after that. That was, like I said during the race, that was probably the best show I've seen this year.
I have to agree with you. It was a fantastic show. We have to talk about the Moe's Gold polish, so what we'll do is...
That's a no-brainer.
Well, I know. Well, we'll talk about that in a second. So after we get done that and we take a commercial break for Moe's, we'll come back with the official rundown. Steve, we talked with a few people, and tonight's Moe's Gold clean move of the race.
Danny Johnson, no doubt about it.
Coming down off of turn four.
Turn four, he split the lap cars, and...
Rick Ritchie.
And then ducked to the outside of another lap car and passed like four or five cars right there in that one corner.
Yep. So that is tonight's Moe's Gold clean move of the race. The Doctor now up in that number two spot. Howard fights back. The Doctor slips through the traffic.
Man.
Oh, what a move off of turn number four. And the Doctor now, Danny Johnson, in the Waste Management white, green, and gold, number 27J. He's up onto that number two spot.
Moe's Gold Advantage Car Wax is a one-step liquid cleaner plus carnauba wax that is fast and easy to use, saving you time while maintaining that race car shine. Moe's Gold has no harsh chemicals or abrasives, and it can be applied in the sun or shade. Moe's Gold Advantage Car Wax works great on cars, trucks, boats, planes, RVs, and motorcycles. Moe's Gold Quick Wipe-On Wipe-Off application is the most advanced formula on the market. No buffering required. Any vehicle looks and feels race car fast at a pit stop price with a Moe's Gold finish. Moe's Gold Advantage is only $11.99, and while supplies last, Moe's Gold Classic is just $9.99. To order, visit moesgold.com. That's MOSGOLD.com. Moe's Gold Polish is the official polish of OpenWheelToday.com, and be sure to listen to the live streaming audio race broadcast for the Moe's Gold clean move of the race. Moe's Gold Advantage, bringing the raceway to your driveway.
Welcome back to the PenCan Speedway. We caught up with Dwayne Howard and got his thoughts on tonight's win.
It was a good night. I don't think coming back to PenCan for the second time that we'd be pulling off a second straight win. But you know what? The BPG race team is really geared up for these midweek shows. And started out the race, started sick, but good cars were there. And we got into lap traffic because we went 40 laps green. And Danny Johnson got me in lap traffic there. And able to get him back right before the first yellow at lap 40. And that was big, getting Danny back before we went back to racing single file, that I could work on the leader, and ran side by side with the leader for, I don't know, probably 10, 15 laps. Yeah, 15 car, a young kid, was really, really doing well and never made a mistake in running side by side many laps. But, you know, just a good night for us. We were able to pull off the win there and just beat him into one. Coming out of four, we were able to get in position and beat him going in one. And once we got out front, we were good to go, I thought. But just good win for BPG Racing coming off last year or 2 years ago when we won the Penn Can, going back there and being able to pull it off again. A little stiffer competition this time around, and we really had to work on the race car. We had a lot of changes after the heat races because we figured in the heat race we really weren't giving it the best shot. We really weren't racing the car like we should, and we kind of guessed at it for the feature, but everything worked out. We had Troy race car with Billy Colton's there helping us out in the pits, so you know, made all the right changes for the feature and able to get our second win at our second time we were there at Penn Can. And just a good night of racing. It was fun to be racing these midweek shows, and glad for the promoters that put it on.
Steve, final thoughts on tonight's clash at the Can.
If they run shows like that down here all the time, I'm coming down more often.
There you go.
That was a fantastic show. Hats off to Reed and Al.
And Brett.
Yeah, can't forget Brett.
Andy. No T-shirts.
No.
Where's the T-shirts at, Brett?
Yeah. But Andy Harpell and his whole ROC yep. staff, everything, they put on a great show.
That indeed they did, and we're looking forward to the hot summer nights here on August the 10th. You and I will be doing that. But before we get there, you and I will be back at the Woodhull Raceway next Wednesday night for an open small block modified race, and that's going to be a good one.
Triple 15s.
That's going to be fun.
It's a dash for cash, really, is all it is. I mean, you got to go
15 laps. Yes, you do. We did it last year, and it was a bunch yep. of fun. So we look forward to it. Always a pleasure working with you, and happy birthday to your son. And, again, thank you to him and all the fine folks and the men and women in the armed forces both here and abroad that are defending our freedom as we speak.
Well, I know my son and all his shipmates, whenever I tell them we're doing a webcast, they tune it in and listen to us, and they thought it was pretty neat when we thanked them over there.
20,000 leagues under the sea, and they're listening to the broadcast. Got to love it.
Well, he's in port right now.
I know.
He'll be in port until the end of June, then they're going out for about 6 months.
And here's tonight's official rundown. Dwayne Howard, your winner. Danny Johnson, second. Stuart Friesen, third. Brett Tonkin leading a total of 44 laps. Great run for him. He comes home in fourth. And Ryan Godown, fifth. Joey Grammas, sixth. Pat Ward, seventh. Alan Rudalavich, eighth. Frank Cozy, ninth. And Gary Tompkins rounding out the top 10. Mike Goulart, 11th. Bobby Varon, 12th. Brett Hearn, 13th. Jeff Strunk, 14th. And Jerry Higbee Jr., 15th. Rick Laubach, 16th. Kevin Bates, 17th. Brian Weaver, 18th. Dan Pompey, 19th. And Larry White rounding out the top 20. 21st was Danny Creedon. 22nd, Joey Colston. 23rd, Mike Colston. 24th, Rich Ritchie Jr. 25th, Billy Decker. 26th, Jim Gabriel Jr. 27th, Danny Tyler. 28th, Billy Pouch. And Ronnie Johnson rounding out the field in 29th. Tonight's broadcast has been brought to you by Moe's Gold Polish. Fast clean, fast shine, fast polish. Broad End Supply. They don't just sell them, they race them. Penske Racing Shocks, the competitive advantage of champions. And the New Hampshire Motor Speedway. Great seats still available for the NASCAR weekend, June 25th through the 27th.
This has been a presentation of the Dirt Track Channel.